The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective, Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed, and Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, November 24th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.25. That will soon be the price of most products at Dollar Tree. It represents a 25% boost. Dollar Tree said the price increase will go into effect for most items by the first quarter of 2022. But the company cautioned that the decision wasn't made because of inflation. The price change is permanent, and the company said that it didn't make the choice to raise prices based on short-term market conditions. Instead, it said that sticking to the $1 price point was hurting its business and even prevented it from selling popular items. Company executives said by raising prices, Dollar Tree would have more flexibility to add new product offerings in the future, while also helping to increase the company's profit margins by offsetting freight and other operational costs. The next number up is 13. That's how many analysts lowered their stock price targets for Zoom Video Communications after the company released its third quarter earnings report. It underscores the growing concerns on Wall Street about the video conferencing company's trajectory. Zoom did manage to beat expectations for profit and revenue in the third quarter. This extended the streak of earnings beats that's been ongoing since the company released its first earnings report in June 2019. But the company is seeing a slowdown in the number of customers with more than 10 employees who are signing up for its service. Those customers account for two-thirds of Zoom's revenue. The company also reported a sequential decline in customers with under 10 employees. With the world returning to a sense of normalcy, analysts remain concerned about Zoom's prospects for growth moving forward. Our last number is 50 million. That's how many barrels of oil the U.S. will release from its Strategic Petroleum Reserve, the White House announced on Tuesday. It's meant to boost supply and stem rising gasoline prices. President Biden said that other countries would also release portions of their petroleum reserves, but it's not yet clear how much. Those countries include China, India, Japan, South Korea, and the United Kingdom. It's not yet clear what effect this will have on oil markets. The world consumes roughly 100 million barrels of oil each day, and the U.S. release will be happening over multiple months. But the U.S. and China are the two largest consumers of oil in the world, and a coordinated effort like this is a shot across the bow to the members of OPEC. Depending on how much oil is released and how long those releases last for, the effect could move the needle when it comes to oil prices. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, November 24th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Friday. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.